Heads up, everybody. It's showtime.
Oh, it's time.
All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
Booker is showtime.
Let's get the show started. Last weekend at the box office, Venom: Let There Be Carnage came in at $5.8 million. My Hero Acadia: World Heroes Mission brought in $6.4 million, while No Time to Die brought in $7.8 million. Halloween Kills is still killing it at $8.7 million, and Dune held on to the top spot with $15.4 million. New movies hitting theaters include Eternals.
5 years ago, Thanos erased half of the population of the universe, but the people of this planet brought everyone back with a snap of a finger. The sudden return of the population provided the necessary energy for the emergence to begin.
How long do we have?
7 days.
We're Eternals. We came here 7,000 years ago to protect humans from the Deviants.
Why didn't you guys help fight Thanos? Or any war, or all the other terrible things throughout history?
We were instructed not to interfere in any human conflicts unless Deviants are involved.
By who?
The Eternals began millions of years ago when cosmic beings known as the Celestials genetically experimented on humans, creating superpowered and near-immortal beings and more mysterious offshoots known as the Deviants. The two races move behind the scenes throughout human history while also engaging in cosmic power plays. Among the Eternals include Icarus, fueled by cosmic energy, Circes, who relishes moving among humans, and Athena, often mistaken for the Greek goddess Athena. Eternals is rated PG-13. New movies hitting Blu-ray and DVD include Paw Patrol the Movie, and available on streaming today on Apple Plus, Finch. Over on Prime Video, The Electrical Life of Lewis Wayne, and on Netflix, Love Hard and A Cop Movie. Grab some popcorn, pull up a seat, and enjoy the show.